Hero. He was leaving the cryptographically anonymized haze of Terra Bay, and now finds himself experiencing some sort of time issue. Hey Loopbot, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I don't think the dials are supposed to do that. I'm not a scientist, but I'm pretty sure that's not what the gauge is supposed to do.
Time distorted wormhole detected.
Well, Midas said this space loot ship could handle anything. I guess we gotta put it to the test. Loot bot.
What?
Take us into the wormhole. Please.
Loot bot, ship. Loot autopilot engaged.
Warning, shields offline.
Oh, what the fuck is this now? Loot bot? Need a status update, bud. Hello? Loot bot? Well, I guess we're coming in hot.
CPU offline.
I'm pretty sure we need that CPU. Be online. Loot bot. Ah, fuck. Oh, great. Now the ship's on fire. Loot bot. Need a fire extinguisher, bud. Loot bot. And now the bot's dead. Fantastic. Midas is going to be pissed. Oh shit, that's not good.
Impact
image. Oh shit.
Grace.
Oh shit. Oh no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. What the hell? Where am I? More importantly, when am I? Where's that music coming from? That sign say Dill Valley?
Where are we going this time?
Save the clock tower. This feels oddly familiar.
Yo.
Hello, guys.
How are you, mate? Good morning. Nice and early here.
Hey, everybody. All my fellow lunatics.
Hey, guys.
I was just minding my own business, flying my space loose ship around, and all of a sudden I had some weird disturbances, and I crash-landed here. Something about a DeLorean protocol or something? What's going on here? Tell me about it, please.
So I came up with this idea of having some NFTs that could work with Anchor. And I talked with a lot of people about it. Everyone in Terra, so different protocols from DeFi Desk to GraviDAO that helped me in formulating the idea. And then by being in different Discords, I met some amazing people here that are part of the team. I can speak for myself. It's the first time I'm doing something. I'm creating something. And it's been really, really fun.
Personally, I think he just kind of came to me with the idea. And, you know, I don't have a whole lot of technical skills or even a whole lot of marketable skills other than showing interest in projects and helping, you know, people make connections to some degree. But he wrote me into it, and what really impressed me was how quickly it went from an idea that he was just talking about to bringing it to fruition with, you know, real tangible work being done on it by different really talented individuals. So this is my first official, like, I'm on the team kind of project in this space. So it's really cool to be included. And I'm hoping that I'll be able to help the project and the team go far.
That's awesome. Okay. Things in this ecosystem go from meme to like real tangible shit, like real quick. It's unlike any community or ecosystem I've seen. Like it's insane how fast this shit travels and materializes into things. What were you going to say, Mithra?
Yeah, when B brought this idea up to us, I knew right away that he had a real good idea. For a long time, I've been trying to find projects that are kind of outside the profile pick NFT genre that we've been in for a while. And I think this project really combines NFTs and DeFi, like something that I at least haven't seen yet.
And it makes sense in an early technology, like nobody really knows what this stuff is going to end up being, and kind of like giving everyone fun profile pics is like the start of this whole like identity thing that we will be able to bring into this metaverse that other projects are building, which will allow us to play games in that metaverse like that still these other projects are building, and like everything kind of keeps building on itself. And I keep coming back to like the cornerstone of all of this stuff being Anchor, because that's kind of the best way to keep funds going and being able to keep paying people to produce awesome work and to be able to build and stuff. So I think we've teased them long enough. Do you guys want to tell us about what exactly DeLorean Protocol does? I know you guys, if you read the Medium light paper, you'll know they're doing a gamified NFT protocol and launch pad. So tell us more about that. What's gamified? Where's the DeLorean come into play?
So I think the important part is that our NFT is going to be like a membership to a community. Instead of having a limited supply, we are going to have an unlimited supply, and everyone can join. Whenever a person mints the first NFT, most of the revenue from that NFT goes to a community treasure that is going to be in Anchor. On the NFT, the gamified part of this is that every 3 days, someone will earn the accrued yield that is going to be in Anchor. Everybody's treasure is going to be working for us. It's going to be working for the community. And someone every 3 days will win that prize. And the gamified part is that we are going to come up with games and come up with other projects, other NFTs, other ways of increasing chances or being more close to win the prizes. And that is the way we can bring everyone together in a community, I think.
Yeah, I think, you know, to add on to what B's saying here, it's, you know, in a simplified form, it's an NFT that has utility from, you know, the moment the protocol launches. You know, you kind of mint your membership ticket, and then as soon as you've minted that ticket, you're part of a community, and you are able to, you know, participate in the community treasury through the you know, the protocol as soon as you can. And you know, our goal is to continue to provide, you know, more utility and value for, you know, the loyal members that we have as part of, you know, our protocol.
That's cool. And is the group themselves, you guys are in charge of the wallet? Is it a multi-sig or is it just a single sig that you all have the keys to? Like how does that work?
So the idea is to have a multi-sig wallet. To do this, we are going to have a multi-sig wallet for the contract as well. And that's where Apollo DAO comes in and help us, and just shout out to them if they can lend us the wallet.
Okay, so y'all are waiting on their multi-sig like the rest of us. I got you. I hear it's coming soon.
That's the word on the street.
Right.
Hopefully it's not Talos Protocol coming soon.
No, this will be soon. I actually, just a little aside, I got invited to a little like sneak peek kind of beta test and give feedback on the new version of their website and everything. And I got to say, like, they've definitely upped the game from what it is now. If everything that they showed us like actually works and stuff, it'll be cool. I'm pulling for them.
Hopefully it's a lot better experience on mobile too.
Yeah, for sure. It's like one of three websites I visit ever that I have to use desktop mode on my phone to like actually use, but that's okay. That shit's hard. I can appreciate it. Everyone who's seen terraspaces.org knows I am not a designer. So NFTs are basically the membership tickets, and then every 3 days, is it somebody chosen at random or in like a lottery sort of thing? Or how does that person get chose?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's kind of a random, you know, we'll pick someone randomly who kind of wins the chance to time travel, wins the chance to use the DeLorean, you know, then they can then interact with the protocol. You know, the idea is that when you win, if you want to claim your prize, then you have to burn that initial NFT that you've minted. So you don't just have people kind of accumulating. But if you don't win, you know, you've still got your NFT. You still got a chance to win in the future.
And each wallet can only hold one of those NFTs? Or are you able to just mint a bunch of tickets and then hope that one of your tickets is the winner?
Yeah, that's the thing that we've been discussing quite a lot, because one of the questions that we are asked a lot is what if someone comes and mints a lot. So at the moment, we are making it free for not free, sorry. We are making it available for anyone to mint as many as they want. But it's something that we will, if the community wants, we can discuss.
Which makes sense, though. I mean, as long as everything's picked at random, like the more people that mint them, the bigger the pot's going to be, the more, you know, sustainable this will be.
Yeah. And yeah. As a team, we made some math, some simple math, and it's not like really economically viable for a whale to come and mint quite a lot, because every NFT will have exactly the same utility, you know? So I think it's not going to happen, but well, we'll see.
I was going to say something I wanted to kind of add on to this, and you know, an area where I think we differentiate a bit from other NFT projects is that, you know, because we are slowly building up to, like, we want to build to get, you know, 3,000 members before we launch the protocol. But if that takes a long time, so, you know, to use an example, like looking at the Pop and Puffins, who I know you've had on the podcast in the past, they've been minting now for I think 16 days, and they're up to 4,000, you know, 267 kind of mints. Like, you know, if it takes us 16 days to get to that 3,000 goal, well, every day that it comes by, the treasury goes, and the potential first prize for the first winners of the DeLorean like increases. So there's no need to, you know, have 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 mints on a specific day. And then if we don't hit that target, we go, oh, no, that's a failure. We're slowly building up. And what we're also planning to do is, as we hit those milestones along the way, you know, 500, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, and so on, you know, we've got some really kind of great NFT giveaways to, you know, give back to the community, you know.
It's cool because it's not just a daily thing. Like, if I read correctly, Anchor compounds every block, which is like, what, 8 or 9 seconds or something? So, like, even if you can leave it in there longer, like, just for a few hours, it on a big enough pile, like, you get, you know, a few more bucks in there, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we've estimated that without compounding, you know, the first prize that someone might get, a time traveler might get, would be at least 600 UST. But, you know, once you factor in compounding, possibly factoring in some top-ups to our treasury through collaboration with other projects, then, you know, that reward could be much higher once we get to the initial launch date.
And are you, you guys will have this mint on your own website, or are you using one of these mint services to do that?
Yeah, the plan is, I think, to mint from our own website.
Yeah, we are going to, the first NFTs that we are going to have in a protocol, they are going to be minted in our webpage, and then perhaps some more.
Nice. And then secondary markets in all the usual spots? Or are you guys going to do like a self-market?
No, we are going to talk with other teams about the secondary market. We've already been in talks, but we don't have anything set in stone yet.
And we should say this is like super early. Like, I don't, did you guys open your Discord up publicly yet, or is it still just like invite only kind of thing?
It's not officially open to the general public yet, but I mean, we're not, if you really want to get in there, you can get in there right now.
You can find any one of us and get in there for sure. Just
but
ask.
I believe, I'm not 100%, but correct me on this, but I believe we're looking at the 7th for our official opening date of the Discord. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting pretty close. I think we're thinking early next week, you know, if not the 7th, sometime around then. But like Archangel said, if you're really an alpha hunter and you're seeking information, the Discord is there, so you can find us. So if any listeners want to try and get in early, then we'll welcome them.
Yeah, our artist is top-notch, and you can always see lots of sneak peeks in there, so...
Yeah, the two that I saw earlier were really cool. I like the 3D look of that stuff. I'm excited. I don't know if I should say too much. Like, I don't want,
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting, Finn, you asked before about, you know, the team and have any of us been involved in other projects before? And a lot of us haven't, but our main artist who's created those NFTs that you saw, he's actually, you know, I think he tweeted the other day, and just a shout out to him. He's CFW or at IMCFW on Twitter if you're interested in checking him out. But he's created more than 200 NFTs, mostly on Ethereum, a couple on Tezos as well. And this is his first time working on a Terra project, and we're actually planning to do, you know, a little bit more alpha for you. We're actually planning to do an artist spotlight with him, which will be up on our Medium page soon, sometime next week, hopefully. And, you know, I was talking to him for that, and he said, you know, his thoughts on Terra at the moment are that he thinks there's a lot of potential for serious artists here, because at the moment the chain doesn't really have top quality artworks. And he doesn't mean that negatively, but it means there's room for artists who want to scale up faster, because there's definitely Terra collectors that would be more than happy to support artists on the chain.
I kind of see where he's coming from, but I wouldn't say we don't have top-notch artists. I mean, art in itself is just relative as hell, but I mean, we got some pretty cool art, I think.
Yeah, I think we do too.
And you know what? Our gas prices don't cost more than our art, so take that, famous artist guy.
Yeah, and I think we kind of suffered from, you know, oversaturation of our own market in a very quick period of time after the first NFTs launched. And, you know, I think as time goes on, we're going to start seeing more and more projects that do better in minting, like they just talked about Puffin. And I think ours has, especially with an open minting period, I think we'll do pretty well. I think we're going to provide real utility, and real alpha hunters are going to see that right off the bat, like each of us on the team did.
Yeah, I really like the idea of like having a community fund and then like cycling everybody through it eventually to where the everyone gets a share of it and then doing it again. I always had this, and I mean, obviously it's not my original idea, but when I first started podcasting, I had it in my head that if I could get a million listeners, each listener I could get to give me a dollar, and then I'd have $1 million. And then we would pick one of those listeners, and like all of us would give that one a dollar. And like we would eventually, our whole listenership and audience would be millionaires. Obviously, that never happened, but it was a cool idea, I thought. And this kind of reminds me of that vibe, but using like smart contracts and NFTs to kind of shuffle some wealth around and help feed everybody.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually a really interesting idea. And you know, my thought is that you see so many people with those Patreon accounts and they get lots of subscribers and followers. So what if all that money went into an Anchor treasury and then, like you said, was shared back amongst the community? How, you know, that would just kind of keep those creators growing and growing.
It's so good. In fact, I know you guys probably know I'm like done with my fiat job. But before I left, I gathered my friends because I work with a bunch of my friends there. And I was like, yo, I'm going to make you guys Anchor accounts and you guys are going to bring me cash. And then I'm going to give you UST in your Anchor account. And then you're going to get 20% on that and you're going to thank me later. And they were totally stoked on it. And they didn't believe that like you could actually get 20% on a savings account because everyone's so brainwashed by banks and those rates that like anything above 5, it just seems like a scam. But it's like, no, this is legit. If you get $1,500 in there, you make $1 a day for just having it in there. And, you know,
yeah, that 5. I mean, it's like 1% here.
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then anytime they hear that big number, they're like, wow. And that's what banking should be. And that's what I really like about this ecosystem is that we're kind of taking that power back from the banks and everything and like putting it back in the hands of the people through all of this cool like smart contract and NFT technology, which is really cool.
Just missing the direct deposit.
Yeah, and on top of that, imagine some guys that come together, they put money on a pot and someone will win. And on top of that, you have amazing art. It's a good idea.
Tell us more about the giveaways and the milestones. You guys, in the Medium article, I know you guys had some of the different NFTs, and there's a wallet address in there if people want to actually go take a look at them, which is kind of cool. But what projects have you guys chatted with and have these giveaways for?
Yeah, so, you know, that's something that we wanted to be kind of really transparent about. And we actually... myself and B went on a bit of a shopping trip back when Luna was in the 30s. You know, it's hard. It's not that long ago, actually. We went on a bit of a shopping trip because we thought Luna's at a discount now. Let's get these NFTs nice and cheap. So, yeah, we've got milestones for, you know, 500. We've got a top 15% Terabot with a Poseidon crown. 1,000. We've got some Deviants faction booster packs to give away. 1,500, and also in the lead up to mint, we've got 2 Levana meteor giveaways. You know, and I know Levana meteors and the dragon eggs have been a really hot kind of NFT in the Terra space recently. Ooh, well,
these are uncracked. You know,
these are uncracked meteors. Ooh. And you know, the idea with these are there's going to be a top 5, and if you're number 1, you're going to get an ancient meteor. One of which has the darkness essence, which is one of the very, like, is the 1% kind of traits that are quite sought after. I think the floor on those is about 20 lunar at the moment. Second and third are going to get a rare, and fourth and fifth will get a common. Then, you know, at 2,000 mints, we're looking at a lunar bull with the rare lightning horns trait. Like, we were looking for NFTs that kind of fit with the, you know, with our protocol.
Yeah, that's cool.
Back to the future theme. And it, you know, speaking of which, at 2,500, we've got an ultra rare Stylar with, they've got a Stylar, I don't know if you've seen, with a Back to the Future outfit, with a backpack that has the hoverboard, which I'm pretty sure is copied from Back to the Future on. But I think the floor on those is maybe 30, 40 lunar as well. And then finally, once we hit that 3,000 mint milestone and we, you know, the protocol's ready to launch, we've got a rare alien galactic punk with the retro wave background, which we thought kind of really fitted with the theme. We are also planning to pick up, well, we have picked up a couple of hero NFTs as well for a giveaway, which will probably be along the way somewhere.
And if they never figure out their mint issues, they might become even more rare.
Yeah, seriously.
We have a chat with them scheduled, I think, in a couple days. So I'm really interested to see if they still show up and have a chat. I know they're all super busy and one of their devs got sick or something right in the middle of this. But yeah, there's a whole Discord full of people there wondering the same thing. That's rough. I feel them.
Just wanted to say one thing regarding the art that we were speaking before. We didn't mention our own artist from the team, that is Mir, that has been doing all the major artwork for Terra, for the Miami TFI now, the poster, it was him. All the website, it's him as well. So it's a star coming in our blockchain. It's Mir from our team.
Oh yeah, first time I saw his work, I was like, dang, where did they like get this guy?
Yeah, it's real good. He's high quality.
Thanks, guys. I mean, I'm very happy to be working with this team. And like, I didn't answer Finn's question about if it's first time, because we got into next subject, but just to link it, I met B in Gravidal, and like he started the Lauren, he invited me, and all of a sudden I was working on three projects and on Terra, and I'm just loving it. So there's two more that I'm involved as well, and it's very close to not have any time for a fiat job anymore in the way that stuff are heading, and being lots of fun. And I appreciate you guys saying that you guys enjoy my art. I think I'm doing my best, and I'm of course still learning a lot and evolving my 3D skills and learning a lot with CFW, our NFT artists. It's very cool to be around those guys that know so much and can, you know, help me be a better artist. So, very cool, and Terra has it. So I'm looking forward, and I'm very bullish on the ecosystem, and I'm doing all I can to be part of it and to be around the coolest projects that I can. That's it.
Yeah, I was surprised when I first met him, he didn't have any Terra NFTs yet. So I was like, this is not okay. So I sent him a few.
You gave him a taste, and now he's got like 182. Can't help himself.
Yeah, thanks, Rafa. It was very cool. I'll hold those forever.
Yeah, no worries, man. Sell them when they make you rich, hopefully someday.
I keep joking with Hooligan from the Bag of Dicks NFTs, because when I first started, the Bag of Dicks was my first NFT, and then I got 7 of them, and then he was like, check out how many NFTs I got. And I was like, damn, you have like 62? That's so many. I only have like 7. And just the other day I was like, holy god, I have like hundreds. This is getting out of hand, like 189 or something. I sent him the screenshot. I was like, where you at, dog? Where you at? I'm coming for you. It's yeah, cool.
And like, majority of that is puffins, right?
Yeah, puffins and dicks. Fuck yeah. I'm gonna retire on that shit.
I think I just tick past the 100 mark in my wallet. Although mine's mostly meteors and dragons and dust.
Actually, yeah, I stocked up on those meteors, man.
I should be honest. Most of mine is Gucci's and toads and dicks. But yeah, and puffins. I didn't get the 50 though, but yeah, and dust. I had like 13 or 14, and I cracked my, I had two rares, so I cracked one and it was dust, and I was like, cool. And then I just started cracking a bunch of commons, and I was like, if I get down to like just one common left, I'll just save that and save the one common and the one rare meteors uncracked. And I got to where I had like 5 left, and I got an egg, and then I was like, all right, I'm done. And I saved the rest of them. So I have a few common meteors, but I didn't get as many as some got. Some of them fools had so many.
You have better self-control than I do. I had 14, I think, one rare, and the rest were commons, and I cracked every single one. I got 3 common eggs, so I'm happy with that. But yeah,
were they at the end, or did you get them and you're like, I'm gonna crack another one? Because I was just trying to get one egg. I didn't care like what it was. That's at least what I had in my head going into it. So when I got one, I was like, all right, I'll just stop here.
I think I was like, yeah, I recognize the value in holding some uncracked ones just because, you know, for speculation. But at the end, they popped up kind of almost in a row towards the middle end. But yeah, no, I was just like, screw it. I'm going to be happy having the dust, if nothing else.
Did any of y'all give birth to some goos, the Gucci goos? That was kind of funny thing.
I'm actually breeding mine tonight. I have some, my wife has some, and my 5-year-old daughter has some. We each have two. Nice. They each have two. So we're going to breed theirs and we're going to breed mine tonight.
That's pretty cool. I like the way they launched.
A little steep.
Yeah, it wasn't at first, but then it was.
Well, when you have like 10 Guccis.
Yeah, they were like, you could have 48 babies. I'm like, not at that price.
Not with Luna pumping.
Yeah, for real. Like,
I can tell you guys that I'm a proud owner of a sword.
Nice.
The cock sword.
The cock sword. Yeah. I don't get that reference. Like, is it because it looks like he's holding it like that or what? I didn't understand what he was saying.
Just...
I don't really see it.
Yeah, I can see the sword cock. Like, it kind of does look like it. I see what they mean.
I was actually browsing. It's like 2 Luna or 2.5 Luna is went quite high.
Okay, yeah, I can kind of see it now. That's not what I would think of, though. Like, I never would have guessed that, like, the sword cock was, like, the hot ticket item. That's amazing. I love this
timeline. Yeah, I need to give a shout-out to the Iced Out community, because I'm part of that community as well, and they were the guys that made me to buy a sword cock as well. So,
nice. Shout-out to them. Luna Bulls Iced Out?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Peer pressure is a bitch, though. Like, oh, you don't have one of these? That's a shame.
Those now?
Like,
quite high, like 40.
Damn.
40,
oh, man.
40 Luna.
Yeah, I was looking for just like a regular one, and they were a bit out of my price range.
I wanted to shout out real quick Gravidow, Myrrh, B, Ilo. They're all like super awesome. They are involved in, you know, pretty much all the major NFT projects that are have a Discord and utilize their bots. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they're bringing to the table in the future.
Yeah, that shit is super handy.
Shout out.
The one shout thread that binds most of us is a lot of us met in Gravidow or through communities that we found through Gravidow. And, you know, it's pretty cool to find a group of people and then to be involved in multiple projects with them. It's a really cool thing.
Yeah, totally agree. And Ilo, that's how I met Gravidow, through him. And there's a bunch of cool, very interested people there. And I'm gladly working on the Lunar Assistant NFTs with them. That's coming up and will be... We will tell everyone soon. Ilo is going to start telling everyone, advertising it soon, but I'm already showing up there that the Lunar Assistant NFTs are coming in, and it's going to be a bomb, I guess.
Yeah, I like that tech. It makes all of this stuff super easy to deal with and to like keep track of. Like, the tools y'all make is super nice.
Yeah, Lunar Assistant's a great tool.
Yeah,
having to do all that manually would be insane. Like, there's no way.
Well, you know, for almost every community that utilizes it, it provides immediate utility to them, where it gives the people who hold their NFT or their holders access to that section of their Discord or whatever, where you don't get access to without holding that NFT.
Walk us through how this is going to work. Like, when do you guys don't have a launch date yet, right? You guys are still getting all that stuff ironed out.
No. So what, you know, when we're hoping, you know, in sometime this month, we might be able to start the mint going. But as we said before, it's once the mint starts going, we're building up to that 3,000, and then, you know, we're powering up to 3,000, and once we hit 3,000, that's when the, you know, the real fun will start with the protocol.
Right. So, but the yeah. day for that, the actual minting starts, like, you guys have that sorted, or is it the day the Discord opens? Is it the day the Discord opens, or that's a different day, right?
No, that's a different day. Yeah. Okay. The day the minting starts will be, you know, another week or two, probably from that. We don't have a set date yet.
Okay, cool. And then when that happens, then it's everybody gets to mint their tickets. No limit. You can mint as many tickets as you want. And then once you hit 3,000 NFTs or 3,000 members, that's when the first ticket will be chosen. And that person then has 24 hours to interact. And is that on your website? And will that be announced like in Discord? Or what are the channels people should kind of look out for when they're holding these tickets to get pinged on?
Yeah, that'll be in Discord. I think we'll announce it as well. Also on our site, which is where you go to claim the prize, there'll be a, you know, we'll have a countdown timer like on those 3 days. So counting down to finding a winner. And then when the time traveler's been picked, they'll see the 24-hour countdown, potentially with, you know, the wallet there or, you know, letting them know. And then they can go and, you know, we hope that when they say, yep, I'm going to claim my prize, they'll get a really cool kind of feel of like, it'll be like you're sitting in the DeLorean, you're blasting off to 88 miles an hour, kind of into the future to go claim that, you know, prize, which will be 4, 5, 6x of, you know, the initial investment in that NFT that you minted.
And then if they don't claim the prize in 24 hours, it just resets. And then another person in 3 days after that will get a shot at a slightly larger prize, or how does that work?
So if they don't claim the prize, then the prize will mostly go back into the treasury. I mean, every subsequent prize will be larger than the first one because of, you know, the compound power of the treasury. Like, it, as part of the, sorry, when they win, a little bit of that, the winning will also go back to the treasury as well. They'll get the majority of it. A little bit will go back into the treasury too. So the treasury will keep building and building. Something that I do want to, you know, point out, maybe a little bit more alpha for some of your listeners, is that while it will be a perpetual, like, unlimited mint, there will be something really quite special from our artist for the first 3,000 people to mint on the DeLorean protocol. Like, we're planning a special, all I say at this stage is a special animated NFT for the OGs of the protocol. So if you are interested, we would suggest you do get in that kind of first period.
And is the website up yet, or that'll be launched when the mint goes live?
So I think we are going to have the website, the landing page where we will have the information about the Discord and the Twitter and the Medium articles. We are going to have that live in early next week, where people can get more information and can get in contact with us. And then that landing page will be able to go to other pages where the mint is going to happen and where the app is going to happen.
Okay, cool. And there's no whitelist or anything. It's just on launch day. It's on until 3,000. And then obviously people can mint more than that, but those first 3,000 will get that special NFT. And then one of those 3,000 people will get picked for the trip in the DeLorean.
The whitelist doesn't make so much sense in our project because everyone can, if you mint the first 3,000, you have a surprise and airdrop NFT, but the utility of the first 3,000 is exactly the same utility as the person that mints whenever he's 9,500.
Right, and it's not going to stop at 3,000. Like, people will still be able to continue minting. It'll just, on the day that the ticket's chosen, whatever that snapshot is taken, or however y'all do that.
Yeah, so we are going to make it like the first 3,000 apart, so we know who are the OGs of the NFT of the project, and at the same time, whenever we mint those NFTs, the protocol is not running, so the smart contract is slightly different, but the person that mints the 3,001 has exactly the same product as the person that mints the 2,999.
Tell me about degen mode. Looking at some of your future plans here, what is degen mode?
So degen mode is for degens. So for the people that want to go mental. So we have degen mode in our roadmap that is going to be a way for you to increase your chances of be the winner of the prize. So that means that if you press that button that says warning all around, and you have to be very careful because whenever you press that button, you will burn or you will transfer that NFT and you will be without that NFT even if you lose or win the prize. Is you increase a lot your chances, but you are losing your membership.
And then you have to just buy another one. Now, does that increase your chances more than just buying multiple tickets?
So we didn't, because it's on a roadmap, we didn't decide yet how much is going to be the multiplier.
Okay.
We can give that to the community. We can vote on that. How much is the multiplier? But yeah, if you burn it, if you want to get back to the community, you have to mint another one. Or buy in the secondary markets, to be fair.
But you can still win even though you don't have it in that session. Right? Or am I misunderstanding? Because if you burn it, you can don't only win. Have it.
So you can on that. So whenever you burn, you are entitled to the next 3 days raffle.
Okay.
And that's after that, then you will not have any more chances.
Okay. That makes sense. This is pretty cool. There's a lot of nuance here about, I like it. I like the back to the future theme of it as well. I'm a kid from the 80s, so I love that shit.
Yeah, and the theme is about Anchor, because Anchor is the name is really appropriate because we are going to a lot of our protocols. Intera is going to be anchored on that protocol, and ours is anchored on that protocol. So the story behind this is imagine that you put that 150 UST on Anchor today, and you make it grow. So instead of doing that, you just put in DeLorean. And you can do the time travel and get those rewards that you would get in 2032. So that is the whole story behind the name, is let's do a time travel and get the rewards from Anchor before, so we don't have to wait until 2035 for them.
Yeah, it's a strength in numbers thing. Like the more of us that we can get together and pile our cash into an account and then pull a ticket out, like the bigger the pool is going to be. It's cool. I like it.
I think it really goes to the core kind of focus of a lot of lunatics right now, which is TeFi and bringing people into the space, whether it's through DeFi or TeFi because it's on Terra or NFTs. And I think this really hits a home run with both of those. I honestly think that Terra is the perfect home for this project because of how it incorporates TeFi into everything and how it centers around Anchor. It wouldn't be possible without a protocol like Anchor.
Well, yeah, if you tried to do this on a different chain and you like came up with your own token or something, every time someone won, they would just dump the chart because they would sell the token to get actual money. But like we on this blockchain have stable, we have UST that we can use to like pay that out of, and it's getting 20% just from sitting there. Like it's super perfect, and it's really cool that it's like enabling this secondary renaissance of like artists being able to get paid for their work and not just being like shit starving artists. Like you can actually almost make a living by doing this if you can, you know, grow your community well and you have cool enough art, which is super cool to see.
It's so cool, honestly. It really is. As someone who's like a nerd about this stuff, it's so cool.
All right. Well, is there anything else you guys want to make sure to mention to let people know about? I like that there's no whitelist. I like that anybody can mint as many as they want. And I like that possibly one of y'all are going to get to go in that DeLorean into the future and get those gains, bring those gains back, and then hopefully mint more tickets so that more gains can be had.
So I think a few more things that I wanted to mention here is to mention Bruce from Apollo DAO, because Bruce has been helping us a lot, and he's part of the team as well. He's our advisor, and he helped us along the way with his expertise as well. That is one of the people that help us in doing this. Another thing that, Memphis, you were going to say something.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I know you mentioned it briefly there just before, B, but, you know, we talked about mint cost for the NFTs, which we are looking at, you know, $150 USD. But for that, you know, like you get your membership ticket, you'll get that special kind of OG NFT if you're in that first 3,000. And you also get a really cool piece of art to own. Like, you know, you've had a little sneak peek, Finn, but for the people listening at home, you know, it's an animated piece. There's music, sound involved with that as well. Like, it's, you know, we've got some really kind of top-notch art to that. And we would expect, like, one of our goals is to continue to keep bringing, you know, utility and value to the holders of our NFTs. And, you know, we don't have any specific ideas yet, but we've got two amazing artists who, you know, will definitely look to kind of, you know, give back to people in the future, maybe more airdrops, maybe, you know, other partnerships with other NFT kind of projects.
So yeah, one of the things that I want to mention as well is that we are trying to be like a community for the other projects as well, because one of the things that we are going to try to do is we are going to try to give utility to the floor of other NFTs. So you can imagine that one day with DeLorean running, we can decide together that this month is going to be the month for the Galactic Punks. And that means that, for example, all the people that own the beer at Galactic Punks will have an increased chance of winning the prize. And that is only going to happen in that month. So we are in talks with other teams as well to try to bring that utility to their projects as well. And with that, we try to increase the value of all the projects that are in our ecosystem. Another thing is the launchpad that is down the line in our roadmap, and I think is going to be a really nice idea. And that's when probably the OG NFT is going to have more utility.
So when you say launchpad, you guys want to help and kind of launch other projects and do their mints and stuff for them, kind of like what Luart's trying to do?
Yes. So actually, we spoke with Luart about it. So what we are going to try to do is, because of our connections with the ETH world and with some artists from those blockchains, we are going to try to bring those people in and trying to mint those projects through our launchpad, through our protocol. So people that mint through the protocol will have like a loyalty tokens or loyalty NFTs, and that way can increase the chances of winning the prize. So this is like, we can always tweak the probabilities of winning the prizes with more collaborations with other people or with games that we can do. Like, we are going to do games in the Discord for the community, where the people that can predict the future better will have will be rewarded in a way that they will have more possibilities of winning the prize. So all of this can be tweaked going forward, and that is the gamified part, which everyone is going to have fun, and on top of that, they can win quite good prizes, we will think.
Oh, that's cool. So yeah, it'll be like DeLorean Launchpad powered by Luart, or are you guys going to like develop your own contracts and stuff?
So that is in talks.
Okay, for sure. Fair enough.
That's not quite.
And yeah, to kind of add a little bit to what B was saying there, like, I think the idea with what we're doing in this space is to provide like projects or artists with an incentivized community, a community that's already incentivized to, you know, mint their NFTs. So like if they're going to mint their NFTs, then they would get some benefit in our protocol, as well as, you know, because right now most of the projects, you know, your benefit from minting is, you know, you get the NFT and you possibly, you know, you're hoping to get the rare one, but sometimes you get the common one. But we're providing some incentive for them as well to get a benefit outside of just minting that particular project's NFT.
Right. And these, like yours, don't have any rarities, right? They're all the same. It's just a ticket with like cool art on it. But like there's not one that's more rare than another because there's an unlimited mint, or is there some sort of rarity involved?
No, you're right. Yeah, they're all the same. You know, there will be those 3,000 for the OGs, but they'll be the same as well. But they will provide a little bit of extra kind of value to those holders, and they will be tradable as well on marketplaces.
On top of that, we are planning to have other projects and other NFTs that might be scarce, you know, and might have rarity, might have traits. And those NFTs will only be minted for the people that are part of the community, that have the membership. So it's, imagine that this is a club, and if you're part of the club, you'll be able to get access to other products in the future.
Yeah, it's almost like a venture capital club for people that love crypto and NFTs.
That's cool, because then on down the line, you could almost envision, if the fund got big enough, you could branch it off into another fund and then maybe use that to diversify into like different tokens and stuff, or even like buying up NFTs from different projects to then give away to like members of the DeLorean protocol. Like there's a lot of cool potential there if it gets big enough.
We are doing like a layer one club, community, and then we can always like build from there like Legos on top.
Hell yeah. Well, is there anything else you guys want to mention about the project or anything people should be keeping an eye out for? Obviously hit up one of us in one of the various Discords that we're all in if you want an invite to check out the Discord early. There's no whitelist, so you don't got to worry about when whitelist. And yeah, just hang out and let these guys develop this thing and watch it launch.
Yeah, keep a lookout for that, for the Discord opening. And then we actually do have an official Telegram announcement channel that I think we can make public to everybody right now. There's not a whole lot on it, but we'll update as we go. And we'll probably put the link for that on our Twitter.
Yeah, keep an eye on our Twitter, because we'll be dropping a lot of alpha on there. We'll be keeping everybody updated through Twitter and Discord.
Nice. We'll put links to all that stuff in the show notes over at terraspaces.org. And definitely check out the Medium article going into more detail on the light paper. I know it's a lot to take in, and it's not like all of a lot of other projects, so you might want to give it a read a couple times so that you know what's happening and you're ready when these guys launch to get your tickets. It's cool stuff, man. I'm super excited for it. I like the vibe of like shuffling the money around so that everyone has a chance to get a piece and then having some cool art with it.
Thank you for having us. And yeah, this project is a project of people that are enthusiastic about the ecosystem. It's our first project altogether, and this has been fun. So thank you for shout out to everyone, and we see everybody soon.
Yeah, absolutely. If you guys want to do like your own Twitter space or anything like that, definitely holler at us and we'll record it for you and post it up in the ether over there on terraspaces.org.
Ooh, some live action.
Yeah. Live in the hot seat, baby. Get in there. People love that shit. You'll get Trevor in there, and then pretty soon there'll be like 200 people just like listening to you talk. I'm sure you will love that.
Trevor loves to grill you too.
For real. I love it. All right. Awesome. Well, I got to get my shit back. I staked it a little bit and they keep giving me scraps. So I got to talk to whoever the mechanic is over there at the Space Loot Ship Staker place. And I don't know what's going on. I have all these scraps and that's not what I wanted. So I just have to steal another ship. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get. That's what I'm supposed to be out here but finding Terranite for my homie. Right? And all I get is scrap.
10% chance.
But I'm staking. I borrowed so many ships. I'm staking so many ships. Hell yeah. Right, all right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us for TerraSpaces.org. I'm Finn. That's the team from DeLorean Protocol. And yeah, we'll have links to all their stuff in the show notes on the site here. So have a great week, and we'll talk to you all later.
Laying there at night while I'm counting sheep, brain on repeat, no amount of please would you shut the fuck up, yo, I'm trying to sleep. Not till you write it down to remind your genius ass in the morning, when you wake up to realize it was nothing more than a weird dream. And you feel like everybody's on the tape, but things aren't always what they seem. What's real to me isn't real to you. Living this reality is barely new. And if you've seen this little feud, you'd be filling up your gas tanks too. We're living in a fucking simulation of a simulation. Don't look back or you'll get sucked into the miscommunication. All this dumb fucking ruckus, drink bleach here. Keep a tight demeanor and swing for the bleachers.
This ball is crushed.
I feel like I wanna kick the bucket over, spill the fun, release some of the means of hunting all these silly motherfuckers coming at us like we don't got a bunch of guns or something. These are fucked up times we're living in, and I don't need the judgment. Free to suffer, no need to suffer, the leaders busted, freedom hunter, disagreements wander. Cold streets filled with screaming bottom feeders, take me to your leaders, blasting propaganda through the speakers. So if you wanna build, let's build. But if you wanna steal, get buried in the field. Double duty at the Rockin' Rudy, coppin' fruity, not a newbie. Got the Rudy's hostile, looking like Chewbacca, threw me through the window. Fucking sue me, now I'm looking all hypnotic bougie with a bunch of suckers I went to school with who barely knew me. Students sitting here fucking clueless, looking at the next duck trying to see who the goose is. Should have paid more attention to the hole in the boat. Now tell me why y'all still vote.
Spaces.